Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. TikTok, TikTok, get the money in the lockbox. Our challenge to get $400,000 coming closer every day with the fund drive starting next Monday, the 17th at 6 a.m.
As usual, I'm a wreck, David, because, you know, this takes a lot out of you, as you know, when you are really dependent on people to do what is right for the whole community. And it is. It's what we do, what we have always done together. I mean, that's what it is. It is a project that is no good unless everybody does something. And I'm asking all those wonderful people who know the drill, who've been there time and again, to say, don't give up. Just keep it going. Can you imagine not having the station in this election season, or not having all the people who are covering all of the various races all around? It is a time for us to reflect, and it's a great time for everybody to put something into the lockbox, WAMC.org, or after 9 o'clock, call the station at 1-800-323-9262, hit zero. Anyway, we're depending on you, everybody. Let's go.
And we thank you. Well, here are a couple of blaring headlines this morning, Alan, from the New York Times. GOP fracture over Trump grows worse. Hardliners furious as Speaker Paul Ryan appears to have abandoned the nominee.
Well, what this means, David, to a lot of people is, and you can read the analysis in the Times and other places this morning, it looks like for the first time the fear among the Republican Party people is that Trump has led them so far off the path that they may actually not only lose the Senate, but lose the House of Representatives. This was not considered to be in play for most of this campaign, and we have heard very little about it, except that now, for the first time, there are people who are saying if there's a 5% switch, if some people come out to vote against Trump who ordinarily wouldn't be there, they could lose the House of Representatives. And that's with all the gerrymandering that has gone on by Republican state legislatures all over the place. So this is why I think Ryan is jumping ship. He has to go around and try to save his various candidates in different parts of the country,
prompting some in the Republican Party to say they're going to write in a candidate, one being former New York Governor George Pataki Allen, who says he's going to write in Mike Pence.
That's funny. I mean, first of all, if you're not running electors, you don't get to do that. You can do it as a form of protest. Pataki went up to New Hampshire, you will remember, and was out there laboring very hard. I actually felt a little something for the guy. You know, I kept thinking in the beginning, what is he thinking? But he went up there and he did it and he stayed with it, and you got to give him credit for that. But he was clearly, he's got to be very disappointed. And disappointment sometimes leads to anger. And when you've been made into a dish rag by a guy like Donald Trump, there's always a time to take your revenge. Looks like this is it.
On the other side of the aisle, the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton's campaign in a headline after hacked emails show they strain to hone her message.
I read that whole piece this morning. WikiLeaks, which clearly at this stage of the game is trying to get Trump elected, comes out with the emails that went back and forth between Clinton and her advisors, the usual fears that people have. You know, a very wise man once said something to me, and he said, you know, never put it on paper. And I think that's right. Dr. Hal Danish, the well-known psychiatrist in The 2000-Year-Old Man, he said, don't tear paper. Well, in this case, maybe tearing paper was better than putting it on paper. And anyway, she didn't write a lot. They have Bill Clinton. They have others who are saying, do this, do that, color your hair. I don't think it amounts to anything.
Finally, Alan, former State Senate Majority Leader Joe Bruno has a new memoir.
No kidding. You know, Joe Bruno went through hell. It's something nobody should have to go through. You know, apparently he did some things that were very, very close to the line. In any case, in the end, he was exonerated, and it was not a good thing for him. He's a nice guy. He made it through, and he's a trooper. Whether or not he did anything wrong is something for history to say. Of course, we remember very well when the guy got on the stand and said something perhaps about a horse that he paid too much money for. That was the most they got him on. And in the end, when the Supreme Court of the United States decided that you had to have an absolute quid pro quo for somebody to be found guilty, he got off.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Take the time now and make our station whole at WAMC.org. Lockbox is open.
David, you couldn't say truer words. Thank you for that.